News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It is News Talk Breakfast with me, Anton Savage. With me is the Minister for Culture, Communications, Sport and Media, Patrick O'Donovan. And in a moment, we'll be talking about the investment that the Minister is announcing in the Galway Regional Aquatic Project. Before that, though, he is due to meet the Director General and Chair of RTE. And there are a number of matters outstanding on that. Minister, first of all, you are very welcome. I'm slightly surprised that you are welcome to us, I think, exclusively this morning. You weren't on RTE.
No, Anton, I wasn't on RTE. I was due to be on RTE, but a minute to being on RTE, for some reason, I was declined. So thanks very much for your kind invitation. And always good to talk to you and to your listeners as well.
Well, always a pleasure. Let me ask you then about a couple of the issues emerging. First of all, the announcement that you want to put the Controller and Auditor General in on top of RTE. It is hard to see that as anything other than a vote of no confidence in the current management, is it?
Well, it would be that if it was seen in the context of the current week only, but this has been suggested for a while. So it's something, I'm a former member of the Public Accounts Committee and I have great time for the Public Accounts Committee and the work of the Controller and Auditor General. And to be honest about it, you probably have heard me saying that there shouldn't be a state agency or a public body that shouldn't be under the remit of the Controller and Auditor General. And I would say the same thing about local authorities. You know, there are a few outstanding laggards that aren't under the Controller and Auditor General, and one of them is being taken care of today under the Broadcasting Amendment Bill, where I'm bringing forward proposals to have the CNAG appointed as the auditor. So I think that in many ways will arrest an awful lot of these questions that continue to come up time in, time out, as to why is it that the auditor didn't see this, that or the other thing, because now from now on the members of the Public Accounts Committee will have direct engagement with the auditor, who will be the CNAG, and the Controller and Auditor General will on an annualised basis go through the accounts, present them and any outstanding issues, and it'll be up to the members of the Public Accounts Committee then to dissect them, which should be the case for every penny of public monies that's spent. But as I said a while ago, there's still a number of outstanding ones, and one of the most obvious ones, of course, as far as I'm concerned, and has been for a long time, is the local authority sector, who are still outside the control of the Controller and Auditor General.
Minister, let me ask you then, obviously one of the issues with the auditor just makes a statement of accounts and says that they are a true reflection of the state of the company. What then gets announced is up to management. If we take the recent announcements in respect of the top 10 list, RTE has decided not to name 8 of its top 10 earners. Is that acceptable?
Well, look, I'm meeting the chairman and the director general shortly after lunch there. And to be honest about it, a lot of the information that you and your listeners require, some of the information that I require as well, I only became aware of this very late last week. And once I became aware of it, I first of all looked to meet the chair and then looked to meet the director general and the chair today. It seems that there has been some sort of a recategorization, for want of a better word, where a person could, who clearly was a presenter, like Anton Savage is a presenter, was categorized as a producer. I want to know on what basis was that decision made, what were the net implications of it and the ramifications of it. And I also want to know, is there other instances of it? As well as that, is there any instances of where there could potentially be persons in one element being an employee of the organisation and the other element being a contractor contracted into the organisation to do work? And are we seeing a whole of person picture with regard to the numbers? And then there are outstanding issues as well with regard to...
But sorry, Minister, sorry to cut across you, but can I just check, surely what is required in terms of what is stated is earnings, regardless of what your role is. What we want to know is who are the top earners.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think we should know the top ones at all. And that's why I've looked for bands of €5,000. I think we need to know the entire earnings. And by the way, by earnings, I don't mean the salary. I mean the package. Because, you know, sometimes pension contributions and other benefits are part of the contract, but are not formed as part of the number that is presented to the public. And I think that in some ways could skew the figures. So I made this point clear last week that I want to see them in brackets of €5,000. And I think that there would be, I think the public would be, would like to see that, to be quite honest about it. And I think we've been down this road before. Here we are again.
Can I ask one other question just relating to this matter, which is in relation to, you talked about the questions in respect of the reclassification. Is there a question around the potential motivation of that reclassification? Because my understanding, and this obviously relates to Derek Mooney, who himself is, as we understand it, blameless in this, but it relates to the period of time where he was being removed from his radio show to make way for what was one of the most significant hires in, I think it arranges something like €500,000, of Ray Darcy into RTE. So is that coincidence, do you think, that the reclassification happened?
I don't know,
happened?
But it's one of the questions that I have, I don't ask, is that, to be honest about it, I mean, and I don't think Anton Savage is going to be reclassified tomorrow by News Talk as a producer or an editor or an engineer, because at the end of the day, you are a presenter. And I think this reclassification thing has caused more questions than answers. And certainly, I think people want to know, are there more? What was the motivation, as you ask? What was the timing? You know, on what basis was the decision made? Who made the decision? Were the board aware of it? What level of the executive were aware of it? I've never heard of it in any part of the public sector, and I'm dealing with the public sector now almost my entire working life, where a person is reclassified in terms of their title, but their role remains the same. I've never heard of it before.
Well, I would imagine in RTE's defence, they may point to other situations where both in current affairs, you may have somebody who is both editor and presenter, and there is precedent within RTE for people to be both producer and presenter. But that is a matter for them rather than for me. Let me ask you then about the other issue in front of you today, which is the €3.25 million that's going in to support the Galway Regional Aquatic Project. This is being announced by yourself and Charney McConnellogue. The significance of it.
So it's €3.25 million extra. It brings the total from the government up to €11.25 million. And look, Galway is the capital of the west of Ireland. It's the third largest city, in third or fourth largest city, depending on where you draw the boundary, in the country. They need a regional aquatic centre. I met with Galway City Council recently. I wasn't overly impressed with the amount of money that they were putting forward, to be quite honest about it. And I asked them to go back and shake the bushes a bit more, which they have done. They've also got a substantial amount of local philanthropic monies for this. But now, based on the announcement that I'm making today, it allows the project, which is going to cost around €20 million, to proceed. And I have, in the next week or two, additional amount announcements with regard to Cork and Limerick, with regard to swimming. We know, based on a report that was done for Swim Ireland, that we have an underinvestment in swimming. The very basic question, for instance, why don't we have a 50-metre pool in Cork? You know, I have a close affinity to Cork. I studied there, went to college there, and with a name like O'Donovan, you can see that there's probably a lot of Cork connections. So this isn't a parochial decision, but I do think the second largest city in the state should have a 50-metre pool. So I will be making provision in the next couple of weeks for an examination and a study to be done of Cork City and County, to see if we as a government can partner with local collaborators on the ground in Cork to do a 50-metre pool. But today is about Galway, and I'm delighted that this project can now go to construction by Galway City Council.
Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much. That is Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.